May the Lord Jesus Christ bless us through the renewing of our minds and hearts in preparation for the changes coming to America. May he give us all a heart of fire for interceding for the lost and the treacherous times we are living in. Lord, please give us the graces to be intercessors after your own heart. Amen. I want to take just a moment to mention that Brandon Briggs, who is a prophetic voice that the Lord has told us is accurate, just put out a very serious message about a super volcano going off at the coast of Italy. It's about to explode and kill, I believe he said, hundreds of thousands of people with a tsunami. And just a moment ago, Ezekiel was in prayer and saw in the spirit a government building in northern Italy where they were discussing the urgent need to evacuate people to higher ground. One man was very tall and seasoned. The other, a younger member of the team, kept saying, "No rush, we have plenty of time. We need to evacuate them now. It can't wait. We have to protect these people." So I'm telling you all, do this, please. Pray for Italy. This is an underwater supervolcano, as I said, off the coast of Italy, and it will devastate central Italy with a tsunami. Brandon also mentioned that there was a lot of child trafficking in that area as well. Okay, moving on. Precious family, may the Lord grant you discernment to know where he wants you in this moment in time. We've been getting inquiries lately from people who are feeling a tug from the Lord to come to the mountain. So I wanted to take a moment to let you know what it's really all about up here. Recently, we've sent out two couples who were ready to begin their ministries. And that's really what we're all about, as well as serious intercession for the world. By the way, both of them met their spouses here at the mountain. And it's getting to be a tradition now. And it makes sense because their hearts are riveted on God and doing what he wants. So it would make sense that the Lord would draw them here, draw them together. When you are invited to come, remember, this is a place of death to self-love and commitment to God's agenda and needs. It seems that many heart dwellers have internal baggage that they need ministry for. And this is an ideal setting because we live together and are very transparent with one another, addressing these things, deeper things, commonly. Sometimes for 5 days a week, sometimes at Mass, other times at evening prayer. Whenever it comes up, these things in our hearts need to be resolved so that we can go into ministry and have our minds on the other people who need to be saved. If we've got internal hang-ups and we're constantly being drawn inward, we're not going to be able to do what God wants us to do. We need to resolve these internal conflicts. And that does happen up here. And it's a little on the painful side because it's about egos and, that crosses that personal barrier where we are hiding and doing things we shouldn't do or thinking things we shouldn't think. And the Lord brings it to the surface. And we get a lot of deliverance done up here. People want to be free. They want to be free from the things that are oppressing them and holding them down. Okay. And when we're at Mass and in prayer, we always listen for the Holy Spirit's voice in the readings and searching our own hearts and in the worship songs that the Lord picks. We pray over the songs and we have asked the Holy Spirit to choose the song that play. And it's amazing the story that those songs tell and who they minister to in the room. It's so supernaturally beautiful. Dear ones, in order to belong totally to Jesus, we must be aware of and indifferent to our own ways, what we like and what we don't like. so that Holy Spirit has complete control of our choices. You know the Holy Spirit knows best anyway, but you have to be willing to be led by Him, as a little child would allow her daddy to hold her little hand and take her anywhere he went. It is true that when you come to serve the Lord, you must prepare yourself for hardships. And we have found the hardest of these is relinquishing our own opinion. If we can die to ourselves, if you can die to yourself, you will make rapid progress. But if you think you can come here to change us, you're wasting your time. We are very little nobodies who only rely on Jesus and live by God's leading to the best of our abilities. We make mistakes. We forgive, we learn, and we love each other because the Lord has made each of us unique, and we are every day discovering our own stuff. So who are we to raise our eyes and find fault with others who are trying just as hard to learn? Besides, we tend to fit together like a puzzle because of our individuality, and the Lord is free to inspire us through one another. To be very honest, I also struggle with judging other people. It's still a big struggle for me, and I hate it. I'm working on it. At this point, the Lord began to speak, "My children, it truly is time for serious boot camp. There is absolutely no room on this mountain for attitudes. And this is not a place to camp out until something better appears on the horizon. This is a place of serious commitment where I train those who are able and fit to carry the cross that I have made, especially for heart dwellers. That cross is not for everyone. For those who are unsuited, I have other better alternatives." And here I just wanted to say, we have made mistakes, everyone. Friends, we have made mistakes in discernment, and we are learning to be more cautious about who we invite. We really don't want someone to be disappointed because they can't cope with the stresses up here. This is a place where we learn to break from the world's ways of doing things and look like little ducks from Mars. Waddle, waddle, quack, quack. But little ducks that love Jesus with all our hearts and want only to please Him, doing it His way, which means no compromise to the world's ways or value systems. And if you feel very competent in an area coming out of the world, you would struggle a great deal with letting go of all of that. We have all struggled with it. Jesus continued, "My people, some of you have a vocation on this holy mountain. You felt it in your heart as deep calls unto deep. But those who have influence over you have discouraged you. That is simply because they are not called. Their path is different. So you must make the distinction and choose between what God is calling you specifically to do and follow your heart, even if that path separates you from your treasured friends. I call my warriors away from familiar friends when those friends need change in their own lives. That requires a new kind of commitment. You know in your heart, what you're feeling. Do not allow friends, security, social acceptance, parents and siblings, or your present pastor's approval to change the course of your destiny. Rather, follow your heart, and you will never go wrong. Yes, it will be hard, but I know what you are made of and how I am going to help you succeed. You see, it's only a matter of faith that the God you love always has your best interests in mind. You will never walk alone, whether you obey or go astray. I will be there for you. But this is a place where I empty impediments to intimacy with me in your life, and then fill you with new gifts that you can rejoice over. It is a place of learning, growth, and forgiveness. And taking the old leaven away makes room for the new and the glory of God to shine from within you. So don't be afraid to go against the current direction people around you are going in. Don't be afraid. Follow your heart and your conviction of what Jesus is calling you to. You can't go wrong with that.